I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't say anything.
I have the worst allergies.
I know you do. My face itches.
Yeah.
Maybe that's allergies.
Probably.
It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were you talking about?
Welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back to
reality.
America. After a brief visit to Las Vegas, Nevada, you're back.
It is like a whole new world.
Yeah, we missed our show last week because we were...
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back. But we missed the Monday show because we were in Las Vegas on Monday. And there was really no way for us to do much show-wise. So we just lived in Vegas for 6 days.
Lived.
And what did we do Monday? Monday was already kicking off, wasn't it? I don't remember now. We got down there Saturday.
Monday was the arcade, right?
Monday. Oh, yeah, that's how it started.
I think it was the arcade.
See, that's weird. That's a week
I know, it
ago?
Feels like a month ago.
That's jacked. It
feels like 3 months ago.
That is completely effed up. How was that a week, month? Whatever, man. We were, in fact, right about now, it's 5 at home. But about an hour from now, we were on our way.
Yeah.
Because 5.
Yeah. We would be eating right now just so we weren't starving in the arcade.
Weird. Well, anyway, we had a great time in Las Vegas.
It was a great time.
And if you watch, if you follow TMS at all, you'll see a bunch of that content. There's a video up. You can see Carter
awesome time.
In there with her mask on because she was being safe, which is good because it turns out we got a little COVID.
COVID,
yeah.
I want to clarify. I did not bring the COVID. I think a few people thought I was sick and that's why I was wearing a mask. No. I was wearing a mask because...
She was in protection mode.
I'm scared of germs, and it helps with my social anxiety.
You're not a germaphobe. That's not what this is.
It's close enough.
No, she got COVID. You got COVID, and it messed with your lungs, and they're still a little jacked from it.
Yeah.
So you're just being careful. It's totally fine. You know what? Turns out...
I don't want any kind of illness.
There was some COVID there, and you avoided it. Well, so did I, but we got lucky.
But I also have kind of... My immune system's a little lower.
Like,
in general, from COVID.
Come on now.
Well, last year I got sick so much over and over again. I think I just had a lower immune system and it's definitely getting better.
How do you know this?
Because I kept getting sick.
Yeah, but how do you know it's not like just...
Because I used to not get sick.
Yeah, but what if... I guess what I'm saying, that's not a scientific... It's not a scientific assurity that that's why you've got sick since then.
No, but I rarely got sick before COVID. After COVID, I got sick every other week.
Yeah, you did get it a lot.
I got a sick a lot. And it was like from minor to like fever, lying down, couldn't move for a week kind of sicknesses all over.
I
think I'm just kind of susceptible.
I get it.
And it is better, but I take no risks.
It's a better but.
I hate being sick.
What's wrong? Why? What's so bad about it?
What's so bad about being ill?
Yeah.
What's so bad about feeling like you're dying all the time?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I just don't like it.
Doesn't it remind you of life? You need to have the bad to know the good, right?
I like the sickness where I wake up 3 days later and people tell me that I was awake and normal, but really I was just feverish and don't remember a thing.
Let me ask you a question. If someone gave you $1 million a year and all you had to do is once a year, this isn't the beat up thing I was talking to Mom about, different thing. Once a year to get $1 million a year, just freely handed to you, tax free, by the way, no taxes on it, just $1 million straight across the board.
A year. Every year.
Yep. All you had to do is once a year, you had to eat a bowl, like a big bowl of hot baboon diarrhea.
Ugh.
And it had to be like microwaved up hot.
Is there a guarantee I wouldn't get sick from it?
Yeah. You wouldn't get sick.
Like I wouldn't barf.
No, you couldn't barf or you don't get the money. So you got to hold it in.
I don't think I could do that.
Really?
I think I'd hurl.
Well, then you're out.
Yeah, like I don't, even if I wanted to, I don't think I could.
So you're out. You can't, you're not all eligible.
Not $1 million. This is actually an offer. You were testing me.
Yeah, I was testing. You failed miserably. Now we move on to the next contestant. Me. Bring on the baboon poo.
Bring it on, baby.
All right, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. Let's talk about a couple things that are
important.
Of interest.
Yes.
Carter is...
Oh, is this my
you
announcement?
Do it? Tell it.
I have an announcement.
Announce it.
I left my job.
Do you need announcement music?
Hold yeah, on. I just said it, but yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I left my job.
Carter left her job.
And
she actually did it before we went to Vegas. She just didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything because I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you don't want the heat. I get it.
It's not for any bad reason. It's just because I want to spend some time working on my own portfolio, working on my own, you know, art stuff, my own work, to then be able to get a job in the industry I want to go in, which is video games.
Yeah. She'll have some time to really build that stuff out. She's living here right now, which saves her a bunch of rent money.
Yep.
She can, you know, build up her content. She can do some projects with me, you know.
We have a few things planned.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff planned.
But yeah, it's super exciting. But if people want to support me in my endeavors, I also have opened up my store.
Yay!
So you can buy prints and stickers.
You sure can.
There's not a lot of stuff on there right now. There's about, I think there's four, wait.
What's the address?
Four, five, what?
What's the address?
Oh, it is Miss Carter, M-I-S-S, carter.art.
Oh, you got a good domain.
I know, it's a great domain.
MissCarter.art.
My lovely sister Taylor has been helping me with these things.
She is lovely. All right, I'll pull this up. Y'all can see it.
There's a few new things, and we're also selling sticker packs and like variety packs of old things that were in my old store.
Right.
So stickers and prints and buttons and stuff that was both in my old store and my old Patreon. And those are just mystery packs. So you just buy them for a flat thing, and then you get like whatever.
I like a good mystery pack. Whatever there is.
But there's also cute little wizards that...
You know what I like is Tay is doing all this great photography.
Oh, yeah.
Shots.
She kills it.
I need her to do
more
stuff. Look
how adorable that is. Yes. Those are my little Bible Lord of the Rings books.
Yep. So this is Wild West Wizard stickers, for example. You got Gandalf and Sauron or Saruman.
Saruman.
The white.
Ganondelf and Saruman.
But as Western trope stereotypes.
Little cowboys.
Little cowboy guys. If you notice, where is it?
What?
Is it his little necklace thing?
His bolo tie,
His
bolo
tie is the Eye
it's
of Sauron.
It's the Liar of Sauron.
Yeah.
They're really cute. And then there's prints of those guys as well as a bunch of the cowboy Lord of the Rings stuff I did.
Yeah.
Those are the mystery packs, that you're looking at. Yeah.
Here are the cowboys. Look at this. I ain't no man. Oh, this is good timing because the King of Rohan just passed away.
Oh, yeah. It's
Bernard
sad.
Shaw? No. Bernard.
It's a bummer. He was pretty old, though.
79.
Yeah, that's
could go a little longer.
Could, but that's like a decent life.
Yeah, it's
time,
a good life.
You know.
And he made that movie when he was 59.
Oh my gosh!
Right.
20 years.
20 years.
Wow.
Think of that.
That's wild.
Think of that. But look at all these. This is great.
Yeah, and then there's some Legend of Zelda stuff that I am selling now. All of this is other than the mystery packs. These are all brand new, never released in any other form. And they're
brand
fun.
New store.
Look at my cute little. Look at the Legend of Zeldas.
I know they're adorable. Look at these little guys.
There's
oh
those
man,
ones.
Look at them all being all.
There's
tricksy.
Also a cute sticker sheet. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, I super appreciate people supporting me in this very experimental time where I'm trying to, you know, do new things. I'm hoping to be able to do some streams, possibly both art and games.
Yeah.
Kind of do more content stuff. I'm also going to be opening up commissions soon, so watch out for that.
Ooh, watch for commissions.
But
they're
yeah,
coming to get you.
It's MissCarter.art.
.art. Isn't that cool?
That's my website.
I love it. So go check that stuff out. You also brought, where's your puppet? Amy made her a puppet.
I have a puppet. This is very visual. Sorry, listeners.
So Amy made puppets. She made me one and Brian, where's mine? He's around here somewhere.
Right there.
I can't reach him. He is right there.
He's right there in his cute little hoodie.
I can't get him, but you can. So here's Carter's. Cute little puppet. She has
I
dimples.
Put it on my left hand like an idiot.
Why'd you do that?
Look how cute.
It's so cute.
It's cute. She is her shirt's falling down. I wore today my spiked necklace as well as my tie-dye shirt to match her, but she's the cutest ever.
Oh, she does. You guys do match, right? I didn't even realize
it. Yeah, I wore like little matchies.
You're wearing the same damn clothes.
She also got like my earrings. Like, it's so freaking cute. She gave me dimples. Like, come on.
That's pretty good.
Coolest thing ever. Amy, thank you.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
It's really, really good.
Everyone was actually at Vegas was so cool and nice. Tons of people brought me like little birthday gifts and it was so sweet.
Yep. And we sang. Did KT Data put that link in there? I want to hear the song.
It was so sweet, but getting sang at by like 60 people in a small room is stressful.
It is stressful. That's not, nobody wants that in their life.
It was really sweet though. Like, at the same time, I'm like, that's adorable. It's so nice. But also, like, in the moment, I was like, I wish I was dead.
It's also very intense, right?
Oh, please stop.
You don't want to hear that anymore?
No, it's awful.
No one else can hear it but you.
It's awful. I sound like a crazy person then.
All right. Well, I knew that going in. Well, anyway, so there's that. What else is going on? Did you all get our free Comic Book Day prints? If you didn't, well, you know what? I can go look because I don't know if we kept it up. We kept it up a little longer this time just because some people were saying, oh, I didn't get home till whatever. I don't want to miss it. If you go to frogpants.com/store, let's see. Oh, it's down now. They're not up there now. Our free comic book.
Oh, yeah, because it's over.
Because the day is over.
The days are over. Well, technically, it was for a couple days, but
it was.
If you missed it, fifth, I think.
If you missed it, there is a, I think, compilation will continue to pile up where you can get all this and all previous ones we've done since 2012, by the way.
That's a long time
ago. Can you believe that?
But they're super cute this year.
What year?
I was happy with them.
What year of high school was that for you?
What, 2012?
Yeah. Sophomore?
Sophomore.
Yeah. She graduated in 2015. So think of that. From sophomore until now. How do you feel about your early ones?
Not great.
Why? They're well, good.
My very first one was one that I didn't intend on being one of these prints. And then you were like, hey, can I use this for our thing? And then from there, it just kind of, we kept going.
Yeah, we just kept it up. This year, mine was a big angry
Venom
hanging over Spider-Man, who's so clueless. He's just now getting the idea that there's something bad behind him.
Mine's a Joker and Batman.
And he's playing. He's like joking with the Batman. He tied him up. How'd this all work? How'd the Batman lose his cool here?
I don't know, but I like it.
You don't have a story about it?
No. I just wanted to draw the Joker.
Well, you did it.
I did it.
My favorite part is Batman looking really frustrated.
Yeah, he's pissed.
He's not happy about
it. I'm really happy with how these ones turn out.
Yeah,
every year, I'm proud of myself.
You should be.
And then I look back at previous years and I'm like, why was I proud of myself?
No, they're all good.
They're fun.
I do the same problem. I look at stuff and go, ugh, did I do that? And why? And when?
Is it just like a, is this an artist thing?
It might be an artist thing.
We might just be.
Do you want me to do another visual that nobody on the listening audience
can
hear?
Yeah, let's screw our listeners.
Okay, look at this right here. This baby.
Oh, the fat baby. You probably should get permission to show this.
It's just a baby. Yeah. It's up online. It's up on Instagram. Public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So look at this, you guys. Hold on. There it is. Where is it? There it is. No, Scott. Where's the damn? There it is. This is my daughter Taylor's friend who she did some photo work for. This is her baby. It is the largest child I've ever seen. This baby is 24 pounds.
5 months.
5 months old.
Biggest, chonkiest baby.
Look at the legs on this thing. That's a leg.
For context, Phoebe, my little niece, is a year and a half, and she weighs the same amount.
She weighs the same amount.
So and she's a little chubby.
This is some high percentile business here, but what it also tells me is this kid is eating good.
Oh, yeah. It's a happy kid.
This is the teat that nature...
She's so cute.
...meant to have in her mouth. Ugh. That all sounded worse than I meant it to sound. Anyway, there you go. Big fat babies. We're into it. hope you enjoyed it.
Anyway, moving on.
okay. Other big news.
Other big news.
Carter's a fan. The entire Battlestar Galactica reboot thing just landed on Prime today.
I was literally in the mood the other day because me and my coworker was talking about like Cylons.
Is it weird that I have a crush on these three women here?
I don't know.
Starbuck. What was she called?
Six.
Six of Nine. Or just Six.
Six.
There's not a Borg. Six of Nine. And then I don't remember. Oh, Boomer. Duh.
Yeah, it's Boomer.
Yeah.
Durr.
These two were Cylons.
We almost named a dog not. Starbuck once, but then it was like, but people will think it's Starbucks.
Well, we named one Hilo.
Yeah, we
was
had
that
a
the
Hilo.
Same dog we were going to name? Oh.
We had Hilo, we had Boomer.
Hilo and Boomer. Do we have another BSG?
I don't think so.
Do we have a tie?
Cylon would be an amazing lizard name.
Should have called your cat Colonel Ty.
Colonel Ty.
Just Colonel Ty.
We have a Colonel Ty in the garden.
That's true. We used to. He's like not there anymore.
Little ceramic. No, he's still there.
Why did you move him? What was the deal there?
He's in the backyard.
Why'd you move him?
Because I didn't want people messing with him.
But nobody was going to mess with him.
I don't know.
He was just chilling out there. He also is freaky as hell.
He's super freaky.
Yeah.
He's haunted. I love him. I made him in high school.
Do we have a picture of
it? It's literally just a bust of Colonel Ty. I made it in ceramics class in like, I think it was my junior year of high school. And it is hideous and wonderful. And I love it so much.
I'm going to find it. How do you spell Ty anyway? T-Y-E? No.
Ty-T-Y-E?
Colonel Ty. We have a picture of this. Can't find it. Oh, well. It's the freakiest thing you've ever seen. Carter made it in like junior year.
I'll take a picture of it in the yard and
yeah,
can post we sh- it on
can we do that?
Discord.
Yeah, put it in the Monday Show Discord. Yeah. I think that's
I'll do
great.
That.
What else? I think we're all a little tired.
Oh, we're so tired.
We got home from Vegas and I feel like I haven't really... I need a vacation yeah. for my vacation.
Oh, I also... we haven't talked about this at all because we didn't have a show.
What?
I hurt my ankle right before going on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
We were packing up the car and I was carrying bags and I was walking down the stairs and I couldn't see because I was carrying stuff and I missed the last step and fell and landed on top of my ankle and it made the worst popping noise I've ever heard.
It was bad.
It was awful. And I just sat there for a while and I was like, give me a minute. Because it was so painful. I was like, it's broken. It's broken and we have to leave today to get to Vegas. Like, this is the worst possible scenario.
Yeah. How did you... But it's looking better. It
bruised
it's better.
A little. It still hurts. Yeah. But it's probably because I walked around Vegas for 6 days.
That's what I think the problem
didn't
is.
Didn't rest.
She didn't really rest her foot. She
so now
walked
a lot. I'm resting. Right now I have it in like a little cast thing. Not what is it? It's like a little stabilizer boot.
Stabilizer. Boot
it's
stabilizer.
It's not even a boot though. It's just kind of a...
What is it?
Like a brace.
Like a wrap.
A brace.
A brace.
It's in a brace.
Brace.
Yeah.
well, that's good. Also, I turned off the click, so you don't have to
hear it now. Hated that.
It's awesome.
Made my teeth hurt. But, yeah, so I'm recovering from that, which is super fun.
Yeah, that's always a good time. It's a great story, though, about the time I tore my ankle up. And I was at work, and there was this small warehouse behind the offices where I worked. And they had a basketball hoop in there. We would play half court. 2-on-2 basketball.
Yeah.
There. And sometimes a game would just break out. So you just had to play in whatever you were in. So I played in these like German high top kind of boot things.
Yeah.
Stupid shoes to play in. They're not basketball shoes.
It's so dumb.
And I played and I came down on some guy's foot. I heard the sound. I felt this horrible warm sensation. It's really terrible. And then for the next, I don't know, a day or two later, I had bled all the way up to my knee, so I had black and blue. What are you reading?
I'm reading the chat. I'm listening to you and reading the chat.
I was black and blue from my ankle to my knee.
Yeah.
Like black. My whole leg looked like someone else's
Like you
leg.
Busted something that then bled into your leg.
Yeah. It looked like me. I had a car accident, or let's say a high-speed motorcycle accident with a Jamaican man, and I walked away with his leg from the knee down. That's how it looked. It looked like new skin. It looked like new race.
That sounds really painful.
It was very painful.
Yeah,
it took me a while to get over it.
Is it Jerry or Gary?
Jerry Tolbert.
Jerry Tolbert.
Yeah, it's not Gary.
It's with a G. It's I don't know.
Well, some people have a G in their Jerry.
I know, but that's why I ask.
What's the deal with G in your Jerry?
He says that you draw the alphabet in the air with your big toe twice a day. Oh. I have been doing that actually, but the problem is it's still a little bit swollen.
Hold on, what's this
and
for?
It needs to rest. It strengthens your ankle muscles.
Oh, stretches stuff. Okay.
I looked it up whenever I heard it. I was like, how can I make this heal faster? And that was one of the things. But
I got to talk to him because my stupid shoulder's still bad. Like in
Vegas, I love that he's our personal physician.
I know, it's great.
Now,
yeah, it's the only. This is how the rest of the world gets healthcare. They get it free.
Yeah, yeah. We're like Europe.
Suddenly we're like, no, but he just has nice advice. I'd never want to be that guy at a party who goes, does this look infected to you? You know what I mean?
Because he's
a
doctor. Kind of what you're doing, though.
Kind of, I guess. But that shoulder thing
is so nice.
Still killing me. I got to figure it out. And it wasn't terrible in Vegas, but when we went to the playground thing, they had to do stuff with my arms, and it hurt. Oh. Like that?
Stop doing it.
All right. Let's get to some emails, texts, things like that. We got
Hell,
stuff. We
what
got
a transition.
Stuff. Well, I'm good at them. You know, I've been doing this for a
long
time.
Yeah, professional.
Here's one from a listener. Hold on. That's for TMS. Let's do one for the Monday show. Here we go. Monday show. Favorite part of Vegas? Let's answer that first, and I'll go on.
Okay.
What do you like the most?
Everything I did just flew out of my brain.
You did lots of fun stuff. What did we even do? Do you like the Sphere?
I like the Sphere. Oh, the arcade was probably my favorite. I really love that arcade. Oh, yeah,
that was awesome. The barcade that we go to for...
It's called Player One?
The Mix and Mingle, yeah. Player One.
Arcade.
Player One. Ready Player One?
No. I think it's just Player One. Anyway, just Player fantastic. One, so much fun.
Yep. $5 gets you in. It's a cover charge. It's a huge bar, so they got all the drinking you can do if you want to.
They also had giant pretzels, which was so my jam.
I had two hot dogs.
I love soft pretzels. Soft pretzels are like two hot dogs?
Hot two. Yeah, she brought them, but Bobby Ann brought them to me.
Why would you eat two?
I don't know why she brought me two.
You didn't have to eat both of them.
I was starving. I was so hungry.
Fair.
Because once we were already there 3 days or something, I was starving, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the old games, like everything you saw in there, we had as kids when my dad owned arcades, almost all those machines.
Yeah. Well, the karate, there was one called Karate Master, I think.
No, Karate.
Karate Master.
No.
It was one that your sisters were playing.
Kung Fu Master.
No, it was Karate Master.
Kung Fu Master.
It was karate. The point is, your sisters were playing it. I've never heard of it. So I was like, have you ever played this before? And they were both like, I've never even heard of this game. Like it was crap. Like it was a bad game.
They're good though. Oh, Data East. Made. It is karate. It's Karate Champ.
Karate Champ. That's what it is.
Yeah, Data East game. Okay.
Really bad.
It's not, people love that game. It's beloved.
Poorly functioning.
Maybe. But people like it. It's a old ass,
Super old. But what's funny is your sister Misha, my Aunt Misha, was destroying everyone at it.
That's because
she was so good for no reason.
They have muscle memory from the 80s.
Well, I asked them and they're like, we've never played this. We've never even heard of it.
It doesn't matter. They were good with those joysticks. They played a ton of those games.
Wendy sucked.
Oh, Wendy was bad at it?
Wendy was bad, but Misha destroyed.
Wow.
Like, for some reason, she just, like, found her niche.
Sometimes she does that. She likes pole position. Anytime we were growing up and there was a pole position, Misha was all over that.
I'm so bad at pole position.
Well, it's a game meant to take your quarters.
What's the thing that pole position always says, and it's, like, the worst audio?
I don't know.
It's, like, famously bad.
You want to find it? Hold on. Pole position.
When me and Nick were kids and we'd go to the arcade all together... We'd go and play pole position, and both of us would just go like back and forth because the audio was just awful.
Well, the original pole position, let's see.
And maybe. Yeah.
What did she say?
I don't know. It might be in Japanese. But it was a joke with me and Nick for a long time. Oh.
Prepare to qualify. Okay, and that one, that last one was from Pole Position 2, so they improved it just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, we used to make fun of that all the time.
Yeah. And then we talked about it in TMS, but you and I and Mom beat the X-Men 97 game, which was cool for lots of reasons. First, I'd never beaten that game before. Two, Mom never plays games with us, so that was fun.
It was really fun.
And three, or C, it's a game that came out the year you were born.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I may have played it the month you were born.
It's very possible.
Isn't that weird?
It was really fun. I actually kind of forced you both to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Mom needs to play a game. And you were running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
A little bit, yeah.
And I was like, let's just spend a moment. It was really fun.
And we beat it because there's no quarters. The games are all on free play. So
and Mom had
play
a cheat character.
And Mom played Colossus and he's a cheater. And
it was really fun though.
But we probably spent $50 worth of
quarters if we had to,
but we didn't. And here's the bad news.
You just hit the button over and over.
When you beat that game, it just starts over.
Yep.
Harder, but starts over.
Yeah. You see Professor X being like, ha-da-ba-da-ba.
Well done, then, my X-Men, he says.
Because it was so loud in that place that it just looked like he was going, meh. And then it just stopped, and then it opened up on the same screen as the beginning.
How about this? You want to hear this? Check this out. Here's the here's the dialogue from that thing. All right. This is Magneto.
X-Men, welcome to die.
Welcome to die. Remember that?
Yeah.
I am Magneto, master of magnet.
Master of magnet. Did whoever like did do these audio lines, whoever wrote them, not know anything about X-Men?
Well, they were, it was all in Japan and they didn't know anything about
it. I am the master of magnet.
All they were given were style guides like, hey, this is what the X-Men look like. And
I love
it. Comics with the X-Men. And you guys make up the rest and they did.
It's one of those things that like you could not replicate now, even if you tried, because there's something about how bad it is and how like earnest it was,
yeah,
that it just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it's not great. Here's another one of him. Let's see, is this him doing it? Hold on.
X-Men, nice job. Magneto is over there. Follow me.
Follow me.
He's over there.
Magneto is over there.
He's over there.
He's just in the corner chilling.
It's so not. It's like
so not epic.
It's such a wonderful game, but man, that stuff in the middle is so
I love the cheese. It's so good.
Really bad, but that was fun. We had a really good time with it. Let's move on to it. So there are some of Carter's favorite things. My favorite thing in all of Vegas this time around. Mm-hmm. Ooh. I don't know if I had a favorite thing.
Really?
I liked everything.
Everything was so
great
fun.
Food.
I was really sad because there are a few food places I really wanted to go, and it ended up just not working because, like,
there's no time.
I had to go with you guys to do something. Right. Or, like, it was just so much happening all at the same time, and I feel bad because
we were supposed to do
places.
A late night walk on Fremont, and we forgot the last
night. Oh, yeah. Dude, we were. Ugh.
We were pretty tired.
I was like, because my nail polish is like really ratty and was during the trip, and I was like, I'm going to paint my nails. So I brought nail polish, and I was like, in the evening when everything calms down, the moment we got to our hotel, we all just crashed.
What's a ratty nail polish? What does ratty nails look like?
Like just,
oh, they just need to be done.
Kind of scraped. Yeah, they're just older, older paint, and so they just need to be redone.
I get you. Yeah, but I don't really have any complaints. It was just fun.
It was so fun.
Like
so
I really
crazy.
Enjoyed the escape room it thing was fun.
Oh, that was really fun.
That was more like a fun house though.
That I've never seen mom jump so hard at things.
Oh, yeah.
She screamed in my ear.
Well, spiders were scary, too. She didn't like that.
Yeah, she did not like spiders.
Yeah, and in the Postcards from Earth thing in the sphere.
That was crazy.
There was a spider that jumped out. And that thing is as big as a
mom
car.
Mom moved my seat when she did it. Like, the spider didn't scare me, but my mom jumping scared me half to death.
I also feel like, I always felt like I was going to fall if I stood up and was wobbly
at all.
It
was a little steep.
Yeah.
Really fun, though. The robots in there were crazy and creepy, and I loved it.
Yep. They were showing us cool stuff and trying not to leap off their moorings and destroy us all with their bare hands.
This
is from Tanner, by the way.
Oh, what's Tanner say?
He says, would you do other scary escape rooms with us again?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, like, they can't be that bad because they limit their customer base.
Yeah.
You'd have old ladies who couldn't go in there.
My limit is there. No one's allowed to touch me.
Well, yeah, just like the lady that works there that I almost touched because she looked like you.
Yeah, she had a shaved head.
She had a shaved
head and
t-shirt
and being
like
you.
I went to go put my arm around her and I went, oh, shit, it's not her.
That is not her.
Yeah, that was bad.
No, but there's like haunted houses where you have to sign a waiver and they can basically like grab you and stuff and scare you that way. That is my line. I will not, because the problem is I'm not worried for me.
Yeah.
I'm worried I'm going to punch someone in the face.
Yeah, you don't want that, do you?
No. Not again.
Because what would happen if you punched? Oh, God, that's right. Because when you were a kid, you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Carter was famous for just punching one of the workers.
And I don't think I hurt him because I think I was young enough that I.
You didn't have a big swing.
He was a little bit bigger than me, but
she'd
it was like.
She would wreck him.
I worry about it. I don't want to hurt anyone. And I apparently, my fight or flight is fight.
She has the power, the strength of an ox in her 20s. I've noticed.
Yeah.
I
can squat you.
What does that mean?
Like, I can hold you on my back and, like, squat squat your weight.
Did we do that?
Yeah, we've done it.
How did we do that? I never laid sideways on your shoulders.
No, but, like, just, get, like,
Oh, like
piggyback.
Like piggyback.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've squatted you that way.
You guys want to see proof of that on video sometime? We'll prove it.
We'll do it after my ankle heals.
She's very strong. Here's one from Leah.
Leah.
Leah. Oh, different name. To the morning show. Love that Carter goes and buys DVDs and such. There's some things that I locked in a limbo and we just aren't able to stream. As example here, Kevin Smith's Dogma movie is an example. Oh. Hope Vegas was lovely, Leah. Yeah, you want Carter likes her physical items.
Yeah. I basically, if all streaming services got in a feud about some piece of media, which has happened, where it's like either no one picks it up or it's like
or sometimes
the licenses are weird or whatever.
The music's weird or something.
I want to have a copy of that thing. That's all the DVDs and stuff I have. Like I'm not, I don't have a ton, but I have everything that I would really want to have in case of anything.
What name one? What's something you? Iron Giant.
Iron Giant. Secret of NIMH.
Secret of NIMH.
Chicken Run.
Chicken Run.
I have a few others.
Those
I have
are the
things
great
like
trilogy of wonderful.
Films. I have some of the old Hellboy animated movies.
Yeah, those are good.
Which
can't get those anywhere.
Can't get those anywhere, yeah. And I love them, and so I'm really glad I have those.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can't get Brave Star anywhere, and we have those.
Oh, yeah. I love my Brave Star. I'm never letting those go.
Brave Star.
But Mike, is it Mike Pacholik or Pacholik?
I said, now that we've met him, I think it's Pacholik.
Pacholik?
But he'll Mike. Write in and tell me if I'm wrong. Mike, you'll have to.
Mike brought me for my birthday.
I didn't bring down Mike's statue. Dang it. I wanted to show that off.
Mike brought me a box set of Gumby, old Gumby episodes, and a box set of old Woody Woodpecker episodes, and I love them.
And the Gumby doll. Gumby,
yeah, the doll comes with the...
It's not a doll.
The figure. Figure.
It's a figure,
It's like the bendable ones. Yeah. Comes with the... Came with the... Excuse me. Are I'm you so all sorry. Right? I'm like burp hiccuping.
Well, we had the curry.
The curry is getting me.
Do you have a drink?
No.
Do you want
Do you
some,
have a drink?
No. Do you want some... You want some peppermint oil?
Nuka-Cola.
I don't know if this would work.
Down that? Oh, that sounds awful.
Can you imagine?
That sounds so painful.
Hold on. It's lovely. It smells like peppermint. Peppermint. Well, anyway, thank you for that. Let's see. We got another one here. This is from Taz.
Taz.
He says, Cuzco and Pacha. Pacha is deaf, and yes, they are sweet cats, Scott. Oh, this is his cat.
Oh, he's brought I was like, that's from the movie?
Yeah, it's the weird, weird reference.
They're so cute.
Aren't they cute? Look at those two kitties.
I love black cats.
Aww. Does the one take care of the other because...
Or they try to kill each other in that photo.
Yeah.
It's possible.
So I always look and see what else is in this photo. There's a sign here that says, wine helps me drink.
You're judging their decor.
There's some kind of... Like these... Those must be cat toys back here. These rubber things that looks like garbage cans. And then there's an album or something that says, the stars live within us. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that means.
I just like the cats.
I do, too. Thanks, Taz. That's awesome. We love Taz. Yeah. Here's another one from Matt D. Oh, it's Matt. Matty up in Canada. We love him. You know
oh,
I mean.
Yeah.
Used to be at Ubisoft.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Carter, best of luck on your portfolio. Poke me if I can help you working on stuff, making small Unity games right now myself.
Thank
Ooh.
You.
Ooh.
That's very sweet. I actually am kind of working on... Potentially a game, maybe.
Is that true?
I don't want to make any promises.
Well, yeah.
But I have been messing with some stuff in Unity lately.
Really?
Yeah. Just since we got back from Vegas.
How about that there to go Godot deal? Everyone loves the Godot.
I do want to look at Godot. I haven't. It's again. It's just been so insane.
I don't know why they call it. They should just call it Godot.
Godot.
Because Godot is
Gadot.
Gadot. Godot. Anyway.
No. But thank you.
Yeah, don't worry, Matt. We will look you up because I know you're good for it. Okay, here's one for the Monday show. Here's the cutest river dancer. I don't know what that means. So we're going to look at it together.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a TikTok.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Okay, hold
that
on.
Makes me want to throw up. It's
Why?
So cute.
It's so cute. Is it going to make you barf?
I'm going to hurl on the show.
Here you go. And there's audio
it's
here.
Little.
So chat can, enjoy, or home can, or people at home can enjoy this. Oh, look at him. He's a little tip-tapper. I don't know what kind of dog that is, but that's a cute. That's
every time I see a dog like that, all I can think of is like, how did we get here?
What do you mean?
From like wolves.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good question. Like I can
like,
understand it when
so
they're larger
evolution.
Dogs. You can go, oh, okay. I can kind of see where things happen or whatever. But with these little teacup things.
Like, how did we get so far?
What did we do? What horrible evil have we purveyed upon one another?
Purveyed.
Here's one. Scott, can you tell the story about the stray cats that you drive by relocated? My wife and I have two cats. We love them, but I still think the story is hilarious. And does Carter know? Question mark. Do you know
what?
About the cat, the drive by the rehoming cat?
What?
Okay, I'll tell you the story. You know this story.
I don't think I do.
So we had a cat that was mostly outside who was being a pain back.
Was this
in the day.
Ghost?
Not Ghost. Ghost disappeared on her own.
No, Ghost we couldn't take with us when we moved because she wouldn't get in the car.
Oh, that's what it was. But there was another one that, was it Link that disappeared? I loved Link. I was Link so sad. Was
a baby.
Link was amazing.
He was so sweet. Him and Jack
were I don't remember the name of this cat, but it was, I don't even know if you named it, but it was mostly outdoors and we were trying to befriend it and have it get along with the other cats, but Henry hated it. It was like a mess.
Henry hated everyone.
So we took this cat.
He was so sweet though. I loved him.
And we didn't, wasn't our cat to begin with, but we could never get this cat to go anywhere but stay with us. So we took it in the car. Tell me if this reminds you of anything. You ready?
Yeah.
Take it in the car. We're driving up, eastbound on Main Street in Lehigh.
Okay.
You know where that is?
Yes.
And it's a long stretch where it's just 2-lane road and we're not quite to that roundabout yet. And my windows are open. And out of nowhere, this cat launches from my lap out of the passenger side door.
I think you've told me this story, but I wasn't there.
He was into the trees. No, you weren't there. But I told you about it because we were hiding it from
you. Yeah, no, I think you told me about it.
Our whole goal was we were going to go find it a home, somebody who could take care of it. And it jumped out into the woods. And I'm like, well, I can't. What am I going to do?
It chose its home.
It chose, wisely or poorly, it chose.
Do you remember Fry?
Yeah, I loved Fry.
Fry was great. I don't know what happened to Fry.
Hold on. Fry. I get Fry and Link mixed up.
So Henry, we had Henry. And then we found Fry, who was like a little also ginger and white kitten.
That was in Eagle Mountain.
Yeah, remember, we have a picture of him with Veronica.
Veronica, she loved him.
Yeah, she loved him.
Was that Fry or Link?
It was Fry. Link was a black cat.
Oh, I've mixed up Fry and Link. Fry also got lost. Yeah. I hated that.
And Link and Jack the Third were best friends, and they were so cute.
Yeah.
And also Jack the Third and Hilo, our dog, were friends.
They were buddies, yeah. I was surprised by that because I thought...
would like cuddle. It was so cute. Jack hated everyone.
Yeah. Can you blame him, though? He's Jack.
Jack the Third.
Jack was the dog?
So let's talk about the Jacks. So we had Jack the First, who was a dog.
Yeah.
That you guys adopted. He was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
I loved him. He was great. But our fence blew down.
Yeah.
And we couldn't keep him because we either had to get a new fence or he would just escape.
Yeah.
I think we couldn't afford a new fence or something.
Yeah.
At the time. And so we had to.
I can promise you that was true.
We had to give him up.
I can guarantee
which was so sad. I love that dog, but because I was devastated because that dog was like my best friend.
You're very upset.
You guys got me a second or a cat,
yeah,
whom I named Jack the Second.
Yeah,
he was a Siamese. He disappeared. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
We lived in a neighborhood that was very close to like some hills that had things like coyotes and foxes. And
yeah, when we were in Eagle Mountain.
Sometimes mountain lions.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So cats disappeared. And then we had Jack the Third, and he lived for freaking ever, and he was the best.
Who was the one that got shot? Henry.
Oh, yeah. Henry got shot with a BB gun.
Henry and lived through everything. His leg got infected.
It was a green pus infected, and I was like, he's going to die. And then he disappeared.
Came back.
And he came back, and he was like totally healed.
And there was like 20 more kitties that he fathered.
Most likely, yes.
He was a horny cat.
There was a reason we had a lot of strays.
Yeah.
I didn't understand. I was like 10.
No, I know. I get it. But Henry was named after Mike.
Yes,
my your cat tiger. In World of Warcraft, yeah.
I loved Henry. He was such a good
Henry
boy.
Henry was amazing. Henry still exists in the game.
Henry might exist in the real world. Who
he
knows? Might.
He seemed like he was never going to die.
Oh my gosh, he was a tough boy.
By the way, this photo here is of us playing X-Men 97. Me, you, and Mom.
And TV's Travis sneaking.
Yeah, and my little man purse.
Yeah, your little man purse.
And it
I
looks like I'm all fat here, but
purse.
I'm not. This looks like
I
I'm
have
fat.
Purse.
Doesn't it? You see that?
You're schlumpy right there.
I'm just schlumping over. You know what? You know, let me tell you something that's true for real tall guys.
Posture.
Our cave machines are too low.
Oh, yeah.
They always have
Even
been.
For me, they're kind of too low, and I'm shorter than you.
Yeah, that stuff's
that. That was a funny thing that happened in Vegas is a lot of people were like, you're so much taller than I thought. And I'm like, what height do I put off? Like, based on personality alone.
Yeah.
How high am I?
Right. And how high are you?
How high am I?
Did you get like a secondhand high from anything in Vegas?
I did actually.
Did you really?
I had one night when we got back to the hotel and I was just like, I feel weird.
Yeah. There's a lot of weed. There's a lot of weed in Vegas. A
lot of weed. Smells like a skunk.
I still think it's worse in California though, the smell.
I don't know.
In Anaheim, but is way more.
That might just be California being stinky.
Well, no, it was like pot.
Like pot smell?
Yeah.
Stinky. Because like San Francisco smells like a toilet. So it's hard to, you know. Tell what part of that's the problem.
Well, let me ask. Okay, Icor, are you in the chat? He's a San Francisco native, I don't know if he's native. He lives there, or at least near there. I don't think he's in here. He could tell us why that smells so bad. Oh, there he is. I got high from the elevators. he says. Cora, is San Francisco as bad as Carter says it is? Because I don't think it's as bad as she says.
I don't like San Francisco. It was not a place for me.
It's changed a lot. Plus, you were in a weird part. You were downtown.
Sure.
In that we weird were by the Tenderloin. Like, here's the fancy place. But, and then right next to it, here's the garbage. Right.
I just didn't enjoy San Francisco. I don't know why.
But it's the San Francisco treat. No, that's not it. To
the person asking in the chat, though, do people not smoke in Utah? We don't have weed in Utah. It's not legal here.
It's not legal here.
Non-medicinal.
Yeah, medicinal is legal.
Recreational is not.
Yeah.
So we don't get the weed smell.
It's coming, though.
The skunky. Yeah. I hope so. Freaking A.
I think it's coming. Just decriminalize it and quit being weird.
It's so dumb.
If you're going to let people drink themselves silly, let them smoke themselves silly. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know? What's the big whoop?
Whatever, man.
Mormons. Someone here asked, does Monday Show have a Patreon? What is Carter's storefront for support? Yes, we do have a Patreon.
Patreon.com/TheMondayShow.
That's right. And if you want to go to our store, once again, MissCarter.art.
MissCarter.art.
They must have got here late.
But thank you for supporting
me. Yeah, thank you, no matter what. Oh, we got video from Kevin.
Oh, no. It's so embarrassing.
I won't play the video. I'll just play the audio. Okay, let's see if
we can find it. It was like a wall of sound.
Happy birthday to you.
You're so embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed now.
Here, look.
No, don't show the video. I'm embarrassed.
Okay. He's filming you, too.
Happy birthday to you.
You can tell I'm nervous because I don't know what to do with my hands.
She always does that when she's nervous.
But
by the way, your birthday was while we were gone. That's never happened. Yep. First Vegas birthday.
27 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
The year that rock stars die.
Not just rock stars.
Lots of people.
Some
famous folk.
Prominent people.
Promo people.
Good thing we're not that prominent.
No.
We're just sort of dorks.
This is my year to get really popular so I could die before 28.
But everybody did. People were very nice and gave you a nice birthday time.
Oh, everyone was so sweet. Like, I can't. It was bizarre and also like one of the coolest things.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, I was going to say something about Vegas, though.
What are you going to say about Vegas? Las Vegas?
Your community.
Let's hear.
Your community
is
one of the coolest communities in the world.
Well, I agree.
They're so awesome.
I agree.
And the reason, I can point to evidence.
But they're kind of yours now, too, you know.
They are. I'm part of the group.
You've been adopted into the system.
I am part of it, yes. Yeah. I've been part of this since I was like 9 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
But my evidence for all these people being so freaking awesome, other than just they're great people, is that for swag, you guys had these the Stanley Cup cups.
Yeah.
The like insulated cups. And everyone was passing them around and trying to get signatures from everybody, right?
Yeah.
And a few people were trying to get signatures from everyone who was at the event.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
But the coolest thing was one person would say, "Hey, can you sign this?" and then pass it on, right?
Yeah.
And this mug would go all the way around to 120 people and then end up back with that person, not damaged, not nothing, with all the signatures.
Yeah.
And it just
That's unusual for...
Like, you didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. No,
it was insane. I felt like this is a girl thing, but I didn't feel uncomfortable leaving a drink unattended because I knew even if someone tried something...
Yeah.
Everyone else would murder them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They have your back.
Like, what a cool community that can do that.
I know, right?
It was really impressive.
I'm not that I designed any of this because it just kind of organically happened.
Who said you earn the chat room that you have?
Tom always says you get the chat room you deserve.
You deserve, yeah.
So I guess that's good.
Yeah.
But my point is, like, yeah, you'll never meet a more supportive, nice bunch of people. Nobody's there to screw anybody
Everyone's
over.
Everyone's just there to be part of this community.
Yeah.
No one feels like they need to be, you know, a jerk to anyone else. Like, it's just so nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I'm proud of that. And everybody really showed that really well this time, I thought. We have a couple more dogs to look at real quick.
Let's look at dogs.
Hold on. Here we go. This is TV's Travis's dog, Bella. Look at this dog, Carter. You're missing it.
Sorry.
Look.
I love it.
Look at that big, happy, funky tongue dog.
Little tongue out.
I would Bella and I would be best friends.
I love
friends.
Big white dogs.
I know you do.
They're so cute.
You're racist about other dogs.
All right.
How about this one? This is, let's see, what name we got here? This is Alice. This is from Graham Cracker.
She's hiding.
You know what's funny is the dog is called Alice, and the person who sent this is called Graham Cracker. Yeah. I think that's great. These are hard to show the audio listeners. Trust us, audio listeners.
Cute dogs.
These are extremely cute dogs.
Yes.
All right. You have to take our word for it. Here's one. You're going to have to answer this.
Yes.
Because I can't. For the Monday show, what do Scott's kids think of his career? Were they ever embarrassed about it? And also, how tall is Taylor if she had to stand while Carter sat? Well, Carter's like, let's do that first. You're 6'1".
I'm 6 foot.
One.
No.
I thought you were 6'1".
Six even.
Okay, six even.
Taylor's 5'7".
Seven.
I think.
Pretty big difference.
5'6" or 7".
It's a fair difference.
Yeah.
Well, it's 4 inches.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. 5'7".
Wait.
8, 9 to 3 inches.
No, no, no. Because it's not 10, it's 12.
Oh, it's 12.
5 inches.
5 inches.
We're doing great. What was the other question?
Anyway, that's why she had this. Carter had to sit.
Yeah.
Wanted to know what you think of my career, and were you ever embarrassed about it?
Oh, so I've never been embarrassed of your career.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's embarrassing trying to explain it to people.
Well, I confirm.
Yeah.
It's like, always a pain.
I don't think it's an embarrassing career, and I've never been like, oh, I don't want to talk about what my dad does. But having to be like, oh, he's a podcaster, and having people be like, well, what is that?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? And I'll be like, well, he does this. Like, I'll try to explain it, and it's to a point where you're just like, he talks on the internet,
yeah,
and people listen to that.
Yeah, people listen to it.
I had that a little bit with, because before we left for Vegas, yeah. We were at my friend's house, and her parents were over to help her with putting some shelf up.
Yeah.
And I was talking to them and explaining kind of what you do. They didn't know what streaming was.
Of course not. Because they don't even know that.
We had someone on the TV like streaming a game.
Yeah.
Just like a YouTube video. Yeah. And so she was like, oh, do you know this guy?
Yeah.
We're like, no, he's just, and she's like, well, like, how many people are watching? And it was like, a lot.
All they understand is TV.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
And so it's never been embarrassing as a career, but it always has been like hard to explain.
It's the same for me. I can't explain it. My mom still doesn't really know what I do.
But people who get it, it's like so much fun to talk about it and people love it. It's super fun.
Yeah. If you get it, if you're part, you know, if you actually know how the internet works.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Easy to explain.
Not bad at all.
This came in a call form. Let's hear this one out.
Ooh.
This is Vernon Nate for the Monday show. And go ahead.
Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home. Mom and Dad, two shows. Tony, grandpa, shows. Kitchen, screen, clean, no. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home. One of them.
Okay. You didn't introduce yourself first or what you were doing. What's your name?
Bowie.
Bowie?
Yeah.
Okay, can you spell that for him so they know?
B-O-W-I-E.
Oh, and what did you sing just now?
Bowie.
Sliver.
Sliver by?
Sliver.
Is that your favorite band?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thanks, guys. He just wanted to call and show you he could do that. Nirvana's his favorite band.
So. I keep assuming it's a girl. Bowie's a cute name for a boy or a girl.
Bowie's so cute.
Yeah, I love that. I love
freaking
it.
Singing Nirvana. Like, come on.
That's amazing.
That's adorable.
He wrote in later and says, hey, this is Burnin' 8. This is in some context for the voicemail that my son and I left you on the Monday show. Bowie is 2.5.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty good. And obsessed with Nirvana. I listened to your shows while doing chores around the house, and he wanted to leave a message after hearing the old recordings of your kids on the latest Monday show. I'm not sure how clear the call came in. He wanted to sing you guys Silver by Nirvana. I had a thought. I had a thought to ask the question, but got nervous and hung up fast. Ha ha. The question was, what was the first non-kids band that Carter got obsessed with? Thanks. Non-kids band.
Bowling for Soup.
Really?
Yep. 1985.
Well, you weren't around in 85. Oh, the song.
The song, 1985.
Okay, yeah. That tracks.
That song was like, we were upset. Every time it would come on the radio, me and my siblings in the backseat of the silver Honda Civic would just scream that song. And then you'd turn it down when it said ass.
Oh, yeah. I'd always go.
I just obsessed. And we were little. Like you I was
just say ass. What else? It said something else.
I'm gonna shake her. She's gonna shake her ass. And that you'd like go. Rah!
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, it's because Nick was a little tiny guy.
Yeah, Nick was probably like one or two when we first were like really obsessed with that song. So I was probably 5 or 6 years old.
It's like trying to hold a tsunami.
As far as I know,
with a fan.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's
I care.
The earliest. I remember being obsessed with a non-kid song.
Because non, well, you also like that Rubber Band Ryan Shoup stuff.
Yeah, but that was way later.
Was it later?
Yeah, I was like 10.
Oh. Well, the kids, they loved that Breakfast at Tiffany's song. Remember that?
That's the other one. Me and Taylor.
What about Breakfast at Tiffany's? We'll put that on
when we drive wherever together and both of us just like scream sing it. It's great.
No, it's some of my fondest memories of you guys singing that in the back of the car. And then the very, we'd even do that part.
Yeah.
That was great.
We have some good memories with that stuff.
Yep. Taylor really got into, I think her first really obsession might have been Vampire Weekend. Or maybe.
Again, that's way later.
Was it
You're
way later?
You're thinking teen years.
No. Yeah. She was like junior high.
She
for
was
her.
Like 12. Yeah. But that's still like not little.
Yeah, but it's different, though. This is the first time she was, like, obsessed with a band.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. How about this one? Oh, what's this? Oh, love the last episode of the Monday Show. Your family is amazing, and I want more. Bootin on Patreon.
Bootin.
Thank you, Bootin.
Bootin.
It's very nice of you. Here's one. This is from... Here we go. Didn't say their name. Here it says, "Hey Scott, after listening to the latest Monday show, I found a Utah connection with you. I've grown up here my entire 32 years and wondered if we would have ever had mutual connections." This is where it gets interesting.
Oh.
"I've been listening for you for 10 plus years, or to you for listening for
me. Oh, I know about this.
And have you heard and talk about your son-in-law, Dylan, many times, but it wasn't until this episode when Tay was on.
Yeah, yeah.
That I heard his full name, Dylan Straw. Dylan and I and my wife went to school together from K-12 in Lehigh. Small world. Tell him Ben and Melissa Dixon say hi. Love the shows." So I did that. And Dylan says he made out with his wife. Not while they were married.
Oh my goodness.
In high school.
The tea.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
That's wild.
That's pretty insane.
That's, yeah. Utah connection.
Yeah, big time Utah connection.
Major.
We love that kind of
like
stuff.
Like family connection, Utah connection.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's great. That's so funny.
Here's Oliver. This is Tanner's dog. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on a sec.
It's so cute. Is he a doodle or a poodle?
Padoodle. I have no idea.
Padoodle.
What is he wearing?
Those are sunglasses?
Yeah, they're just sunnies.
They look like
swimming goggles. I can't talk.
Swimming goggles.
Swimming. You want to go swimming?
Want to go swimming?
Bring your goggles. That's cool. Thanks, Tanner. For some reason, I thought their dog had I thought there was something wrong with it. Like
what?
It passed away or something. I don't know why I thought that.
I don't either.
I'm really happy to hear I was wrong.
Okay.
Here's one. Monday show for each of you. What is one TV show, movie, or video game you love but is universally hated by somebody else or even everyone else? Do you have one? I don't really have one.
You don't?
Not that is hated.
Hated? That's the thing is I'm like, I have
I have one that I think is just like objectively good, but a lot of people skipped it because they assumed it would be bad, but it wasn't.
What?
And that was the 2015 Mad Max open world game. It was amazing. It's one of my favorite.
I feel like that one suffered from like it didn't get enough advertising. I didn't know it existed until you said something.
Well, everyone I knew. It's just that it came out the same year as the movie. It had nothing to do with the movie. It was like a whole separate thing.
I think it was kind of not hidden, but like.
I shouldn't say nothing. Scrotus is one of the my Morton Joe's kids that you don't hear about in the movie.
But I think it just wasn't as visible
marketed.
As it could have been. Yeah.
I love that game so much. How about you?
I don't know.
Can't think of one?
No. Not that like people hate.
Yeah, I can't. There's not many like that.
There's one like my best example is like Papers, Please, because I freaking love that game.
I do too.
But so many people love that game. There's just like this group that are like, ugh, I hate this game. It sucks. It's boring.
Too pretentious.
But like, most people agree that it's a really good game.
No,
it's
a work of genius.
Yeah, it's not everyone hates it. It just is kind of one of those divisive games.
He's like, I don't know. Let's look at it at a different medium. Like if you look at film or, I can't think of something else, but something else where big artistic endeavor is part of the creation. Mm-hmm. Lucas Pope is like He's like a Spielberg type or something.
Or like a Rembrandt.
Oh, yeah, I love his work, dude. All his games.
Definitely
have been
one of those groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. And when I say delicious. All his games, I mean the two that he put out. Well, there is he made a little game for that hand crate game, the Playdate.
My buddy, who used to be my coworker, he met him at a GDC one year.
Is he nice?
And he said he was like the coolest, nicest, down to earth. He actually, while talking to him, had this like crisis moment of, wait, am I talking to Lucas Pope? Yeah. Or is this just like a guy who kind of looks like him because he was so chill?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, oh, is this Amy? This is your kid?
Sorry. A child.
Look at Amy's kid. Sorry. This completely distracted me. So Amy Robinson in the chat put in this.
She has a grown-ass man as a child.
Yeah, and he's a good looking. Look, he's a good-looking kid. He's got clean feet. Look at that.
For free?
Clean free feet. For free? What does that
You're
mean?
You're putting free feet on the internet.
Oh. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Look, like Viva TMS Vegas shirt on.
I love how that immediately got so bad.
He seems like a cool kid.
That's funny. You have a grown-ass man as a child, too.
I know. I don't like it. How old is this kid?
He has a child.
Amy, how old is your boy?
How old your boy?
Because he looks... Because Carter could date him. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
That's very stupid. All right. Let's see. What else?
You're embarrassing. You know that?
I'm not embarrassing. I am very... normal.
Totally.
I'm just
normal.
So tired. I'm so exhausted.
I know.
Can you hear
it's
it
like
in
for
my voice?
Days we could just like can't seem to catch up.
Yeah, I don't like it. All right. Andrew in Cincinnati wrote in. Here is Tegan and Sarah, the Great Danes. I think we've done these before, but here they are. There you go. Carter, look at that. Oops.
What?
I screwed up. There we go. Look at the dogs. They're Great Danes.
Oh, they're so cute.
Tegan and Sarah. Isn't
I love
cute?
Them. I love Great Danes because they look so intimidating and they're such dopes.
You know what I oh my gosh, wearing a t-shirt.
Oh!
It's a trap!
It looks like big Ripley.
Yeah.
If like Ripley was stretched out.
Like gigantic features Ripley.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like, who played Chewbacca? Who was what was the guy's name?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember.
Oberdeen Filifonch. What is it?
I can't remember.
Hoberdeen. What's his name, guys, who died
I don't know.
Recently?
Someone.
He passed away. He's really cool. He was in a wheelchair for a ton of time. We saw him at Comic-Con. You were nervous to go up to him, remember?
Yeah, because he was
Peter Mayhew.
Peter Mayhew. Not even a little bit.
He's like stretched out in a Peter Mayhew kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
All right. Is that all of these?
Do you want to talk about man versus bear?
Oh, can you? Okay. This to me is almost as stupid as all guys think about are the Roman Empire.
Okay.
Or how often do you think the Roman Empire? Now it's the women's turn. The story is, which would you rather be trapped in the woods
Not
with?
Trapped, just alone in
an
the woods.
Alone in the an encounter in the woods yep. alone. Would you rather a man or a bear? And a whole bunch of women say bear. Now, I don't think that sounds crazy. I don't know why people think that's weird.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to disagree for a second. I was like, we're going to have a discussion.
Not at all. Here's the reasons. Bears, number one, bears avoid confrontation. If you do end up with a confrontation with a bear, there's a ton of stuff
there's
you
ways
can do to,
deal with
to it. Eliminate it.
Yep.
It doesn't all turn out to be DiCaprio, the Revenant movie mm-hmm. form of bear fighting.
A bear's not going to kidnap you and tie you up in a basement.
Right. Or
for weeks.
Or... you know, lure you by seeming nice and then finding
yeah.
out. Yeah, all those things.
There's a million reasons.
Yeah, I don't think, to me, this is, if people don't buy that, they don't understand two things. One, the predatory behavior of men. Not all men.
And the experience
of
women
the
with that.
The experience women have had. And they don't understand bears at a fundamental level.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know which one offends me more.
That's the thing that kills, I someone said, when a bear attacks you, no one asks you what you were wearing.
Right.
And I'm like, that's the perfect example. Because yeah. not only is it like potentially the man is going to hurt you, but societally, there's no support for women who are attacked
right.
by men. While if you were attacked by a bear, everyone would go, oh my gosh, we believe you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, you're totally right.
So like there's definitely a cultural issue there too.
So I think about that. When I hear these sorts of things, to me, it's just easy. It's like, yeah, take the bear.
Yeah.
Of course you take the bear. Yeah. It doesn't mean it wouldn't be scary. It doesn't mean there'd be a bit of intenseness there.
Yeah. But I carry bear mace.
But there's
not for bears.
No, not for bears. Not those kind of bears. Hairy men from Idaho, on the other hand.
Potentially, yes.
No, they're all nice. Whatever. I never met a bear that wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Like a gay bear man guy bear. I've never had a nothing but
not that they nice don't exist, but yeah, I've never met a rude one.
Oh, you never have? No. I have.
A rude bear?
No, I mean, not a rude one. Nice one.
That's what I'm saying. I've never met a rude one. Oh. Someone who's a jerk.
Yeah, they all seem very nice. But Claire says hairy men from Idaho are the worst. I'll leave that one where it is. But anyway, the point is, what was the point? The point is, I get it. I don't understand why this is even a controversy.
Honestly, it's kind of a...
People are just saying this really, to get hits and stuff?
Like, maybe, but it's also one of those things that as much as it's like, it sucks how many dudes are arguing and being like, no, you don't know. It's kind of a great, what's the word?
Great.
Like,
I don't know.
Indicator of how a person is.
Yeah.
Like, you immediately are like, oh, you're going to argue that I'm wrong for choosing the bear?
Yeah.
Red flag. Boom. Easy.
Yeah.
Like, it's, they're kind of outing themselves as assholes, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. They're self-reporting, kind of.
They're self-reporting. And so I'm like, okay, as much as it sucks how many are self-reporting, now I don't have to give them the time of day.
Yeah, but I have learned, especially in the last few years, none of it means anything. Like, it's all just crap. Like, everything online is so, it's not a real place. You know what I mean? I remember someone said this, I don't remember who it was, famously said, I don't care what happens on Twitter because it's not a real place.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'm done, Karen. You can all say dumb stuff all you want.
Yeah. And so, like,
keep
people
going.
Argue.
Keep it up, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't represent anything real to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they are real, then they're weird. They're closed in a room doing keyboard warrior bullshit. It's like, what's the point?
Yep.
Go outside. Breathe some air.
And touch grass.
Touch, like, yeah.
Don't
like they say,
corner women.
Don't corner women. Go play with a bear. And I mean the hairy one from Idaho.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. One last question for us from an anonymous listener who asks, Monday show, when did each of you know you were going to be artists? When did you know you wanted to draw? For me, I was about 7 and I drew Bert and Ernie. Everybody in my family, all the adults around me knew what it was immediately. And to me, that was a sign that, oh, I could be good at this.
Yeah.
I like that feedback
the
loop.
Feedback, yeah.
So I just started and kept going.
Mine was from birth.
Like what? You popped out? And
popped out, started drawing.
She drew a little face.
Old pencil. Pencil came
little,
with me.
Little placenta smile. And
everything I knew from inside the womb. No, I don't remember starting drawing ever. Because I just always was.
When you were 5, I remember. Some
really?
Of your early stuff, yeah. Some wackadoo stuff.
Too. I remember some early stuff. I'm saying I never remember picking up a pencil the first
started.
Time.
Yeah.
Because it's just been my whole life.
But when it was in earnest, I feel like it was right around the time that iPad 3 was floating around.
No, honestly, like, I
you
think...
You went nuts with it.
I think it was... Drawing to me was so natural that I think... No matter what I would have ended up drawing in my life.
Think so?
Yeah. I don't think, because I never in my life did I ever question if I was going to do art.
Right.
Whether or not I was going to be a professional artist, sure. But like, art was just, it was like brushing my teeth. Like, it's just happening every day.
It was in you.
Yeah. Like, it's just part of my life.
Yeah, I get that.
And like, when I wouldn't draw for long periods of time, it would make me feel like I need to draw. Like, I'd get antsy, like a drug.
I still do that now.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can't draw though.
Yep. That's the fun part.
Are you that right now?
No, I'm okay right now.
Yeah, because I could tell the other day you were kind of having a bit of a, you don't want to do it.
It's because it was the day after we got back from Vegas and I was so tired.
No, I get it. And we had to do, Carter had to crank on some...
on the Free Comic Book Day.
The Free Comic Book Day, and it was like very rushed and nobody likes to be
rushed. And I really like how it worked out, but it was just like, we had just gotten back and I was so tired.
Yeah, it was a lot. But I just don't like how I don't feel recovered yet. I need some time. Yes, Red Fraggle. So when Kim had her hysterectomy, we took her uterus and we spread it out on the table and we realized there were all these cave drawings in there.
Yeah, little...
That you had done.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, there's a little man spearfishing.
It definitely was that? Me too, because it said Carter was here with a Z for the S and was.
Because she heard what her name was on the outside when we were saying
I knew
it.
What was going on.
Yeah, she's not stupid. So there's the answer to that question. Well, I think that's going to do it. It's interesting. Let's see. Did you guys order a play date? If you order one, I am ordering one. I succumb to fake peer pressure I create, says this listener. Well, it's Matt D again. Matt, I want one of those bad. I can't justify it, though. It's like $200.
One of the what?
The little, has the hand crank. It's yellow. It's called the Playdate. It was made by the game company that made the watch, or was it Firewatch? You don't know about the Playdate?
No. Nope. I don't know about the Firewatch.
How are you? How? What? Okay, hold on. Hold on, hold on.
I don't know what this is.
Playdate. Let me show you what this looks like. Here we go. Play.date. This thing. You've not seen this? You haven't seen this thing?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, chat here.
What is it? Is it just a game system?
It's a little handheld game system, but... Oh, it's $1.99. Okay.
That's not bad.
So watch this.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
This video.
Oh, that was loud. All right.
Fire.
See, look at this little crank on it. So it's like fishing games or different kind of, people use it for really weird creative things.
Oh, because then you, like, you crank it for the fishing.
Yeah. And look at this stuff. Like, oh, there's a kid playing this. Okay. See, he's got his little play date there.
This is what I'm talking about when people are going back in time a little, because we're so overrun with advances that we want something simpler.
Simple and tangible and something cool. Something that's
like
capable,
recognizable, and a little nostalgic.
It's a little bit of a bummer there's no backlighting.
Yeah. You but it's so cute.
You can only really play it out in the light, but I still think it's cool.
I think it's really cute.
Anyway, I want it. I would. Look at that. Look, he's making a guy run. Look at that.
That's so cool.
And Lucas Pope made a game for this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay.
I want it.
I love it.
400 by 240 is the high resolution.
I also want it, but I cannot afford that.
Yeah, $200, man. I want it. Someone help me.
You could justify it for work purposes, probably.
Yeah.
I can't, considering my current job position, I can't justify anything right now.
Yeah, Carter's in a new, she's in a new place.
New place. It's a good place, but it's definitely not a spendy place.
But I'll tell you what, Matt, you'll be the first I let know if I get it. I'll let you know, man. And we'll share ideas back and forth, like proper video game friends.
Proper.
It's going to do it for today's show.
Oh, really? I thought we were going a little longer.
Hell, well, we are. We have already.
We always go about this long.
No, this is
yeah,
like,
we always go a little bit over.
We're like 15 minutes over now. Yeah. That's not a little... That, that's all right, hold on. We got to talk about who's a new patron. Do you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Let's do the patrons.
Okay, so we got brand new people.
These are the best people because they are also supporting me in my decision to be unemployed.
Your endeavor. looks like we got the following people. Robert Andrews, Eric Burke, and Sensei have all
Sensei.
Joined us. Yes. I have come to train you in the ways of the Blue Mountain or whatever.
Hi, Sensei.
Hello. Anyway.
Hello.
It's over at patreon.com/themondayshow. That's patreon.com/themondayshow. We're going to ship out some stickers here soon for a whole bunch of you folks. Here's the best part. No commercials ever. It's also monthly. So you just put a little bit in a month. No big deal. A little tiny amount. Yeah. And you get a bunch of shows and a bunch of extra cool stuff. Yeah.
If you're up the higher tier, you get a sticker and avatar, which I'm working on this month.
Yep. You also get bonus pre-show content every week.
Mm-hmm.
And
monthly
streams. Yep. Everyone gets those. And we just did one for the first part one of Harold Halibut. A weird game that came out.
It's so weird. I expected it to be more puzzly, but it is like...
It's like a little story.
Bizarre little story
it's
game.
It's fun.
It's really fun. Yeah, really cute.
We like it. Carter is going to take the controller next week, though. That's how we'll do it. We'll swap back and forth.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, or not next week, next month. Anyway.
Anyway.
So if you want to see this thing in that form and you want to hear it, no ads ever, please support the Patreon. Patreon.com/themondayshow.
The Monday Show.
You have anything else you want to say?
I had something. I wrote it down, but I don't think I think it's on paper.
Oh,
I was a fool.
You wrote on paper?
I wrote on paper.
You ever seen paper?
Because I never have anything to say at the end of these. And I'm like, I should figure out something to say. And
do you know how valuable paper is in the water world?
You ever seen paper?
You ever seen paper?
I have not actually seen Waterworld. I know. You're a failure.
What have we done? is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. We're having a day where we're doing that.
All right. That'll be our next like movie.
Holy crap.
Deal. I got so much to watch. I got to watch Fallout. I got to watch Shogun.
I've been watching
Dungeon Meshi, which you need to watch.
Dungeon Meshi?
It's that Delicious in Dungeon anime we told you about.
Why did you give it two different names?
Dungeon Meshi is the Japanese name.
Dungeon Meshi.
Meshi is like yummy.
Oh, not like messy?
Like delicious. Delicious in Dungeon.
So your kitchen is meshy means your kitchen is yummy?
It's yummy.
It sounds meshy.
Sounds meshy.
Who made a mesh?
Someone made a mesh in
Somebody
here.
Made a mesh in your meshy kitchen.
But yeah, you got to watch that.
All right. I'll get around to it, I'm sure. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week. Yep. Thank you all so much. And again, Carter's new website, misscarter.art. You can find all these details at frogpants.com/Monday. And that is going to be the end of it. Oh, and don't forget.
Monday, when further surprising and thrilling things occur.
That's right. Don't forget.
Further surprising and thrilling things.
Very surprising and thrilling. See you next week.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Well done.
Come on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.